Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Larry Milbourne. Batting third. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Von Hayes. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Larry Sorensen. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Boggs moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milbourne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milbourne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milbourne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rice reaches second base with a double. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Bud Anderson now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hara. Lansford scores. Boggs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allinson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allinson moves to third. Remy moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Manning moves to second. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Neil Heaton now pitching. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Heaton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-2 in the game. Hera bunts towards third. Lansford juggles the ball. That's an error on Lansford. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stanley now pitching. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Chris Bando. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is hit by the pitch. Hayes moves to third. Manning moves to second. Kevin Romberg pinch runs for Mike Hargrove. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Naerodny now catching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hera fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hera. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman now playing shortstop. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 3 in the game. Hara bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milburn moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Milburn moves to third. Hara moves to second. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Allinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Allinson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allinson moves to third. One out. Tom Brennan now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nairodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allinson scores. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Barrett now playing second base. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Ed Jurek now playing third base. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse is 0-for-3 in the game. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Naorodny moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Fishlin now playing third base. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Allinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.